请我们翻到约翰福音第四章。
Let us turn to John chapter 4.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。”
Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again."
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
十九节。
Verse 19.
妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。”
The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet."
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜。你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。”
Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father."
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
You worship that which you do not know. We worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and truth.For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，是你的恩典把我们召聚在一起。
Lord, we thank you. It is by your grace that you have called us unto you.
我们谢谢你已经对我们说了话。
We thank you for already speaking to us.
从昨天晚上一直到今天，你都对我们说话。
From last evening until today, you have spoken to us.
现在我们再一次像玛利亚一样来到你的脚前。
Once again, like Mary, we come before your feet.
我们求你对我们说话。
We ask that you speak to us.
我们仰望你对我们深处说话。
We look to you to speak to our hearts to this step.
求你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Do give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们真认识你。
May we truly know you.
好让我们做一个真正拜父的人。
That we would be true worshippers of the Father.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
那弟兄姊妹现在都知道这次大会的主题是异象、敬拜和侍奉。
Brothers and sisters know that the theme of this conference is vision, worship, and service.
我们有两次的时间一同来看敬拜这件事。
We will have two times to share on this matter of worship.
讲到敬拜，恐怕没有一段圣经比我们刚才所读的更重要。
Speaking of worship, there is probably no passage more important in the Bible than the one that we just read.
因为是我们主亲口告诉我们什么叫做敬拜。
Because our Lord spoke in His own words what is worship.
我们主来到地上。
When our Lord came down to earth,
当他为我们钉十字架以前
before he was crucified,
他启示给我们让我们知道什么叫做敬拜。
He revealed to us and let us know what is worship.
当我们主解释这段话的时候
when our Lord explained this passage,
我们知道他是和撒玛利亚妇人在井旁对话的。
We know that he was having a discussion with a Samaritan woman by the well.
他知道撒玛利亚妇人里面饥渴。
He knew that the Samaritan woman really thirsted inside.
她有一样东西她不能满足。
There's one thing that could not satisfy her.
等到后来我们主和撒玛利亚的谈话，我们就知道到底她里面有什么东西不满足。
And through our Lord's discussion with her, we could find out what did not satisfy her.
我们以为说一个丈夫不能满足她。
We thought that one husband couldn't satisfy.
两个丈夫不能满足他。
Two husbands could not satisfy.
也许这个妇人她所要的满足是这一方面的满足。
And maybe this woman wanted satisfaction in this area.
但是从她的谈话里面。
But through our discussion,
我们才发现她为什么里面饥渴。
We knew, we found out why she thirsted.
因为她里面的饥渴乃代表所有人类的饥渴。
Because the thirst that she had represented the thirst of all mankind.
人类里面有一样的不满足。
In all mankind, there is one dissatisfaction.
为着填满这个不满足。
And to fill this void.
许多人落在罪里。
Many people enter into sin.
他以为是罪的快乐能带给他满足。
Many people believe that, that the pleasure of sin can bring satisfaction.
那不是这样。因着里面虚空的缘故。
But because there is also a void inside.
人不只落在罪恶里面。
Man has not only fallen into sin.
人也落在宗教里面。
But they have also fallen into religion.
人犯罪证明里面没有感，没有满足。
When man sins, that means there's no satisfaction.
人今天信仰各种各样的不同的宗教。
Today, people believe in all different religions.
证明说它里面有一个饥渴。
It proves that there is a thirst.
那现在我们主地，撒玛利亚妇人说。
Now the Lord speaks to the Samaritan woman.
凡喝这水的还要再。
Anyone who drinks this water will thirst again.
整个人历史告诉我们，这是这一点。一点都不错。
Throughout the history of mankind, this point has been proven.
然后主说，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
Then the Lord said, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为一井的泉源。
But the water that I shall give him shall become a well of water.
在中文的翻译里面漏掉很重要的三个字。
There are three words missing in the Chinese translation.
现在我们的翻译是在它里头成为泉源。
In the Chinese, it just says it will become a well of water.
但是事实上，上面还有三个字是一井的泉源。那这个为什么是一井的泉源呢？
Why is it a well of water spring?
因为主告示着告诉撒玛利亚妇人。
Because the Lord spoke to the Samaritan woman.
你外面有一口井。
It says, outside you have a well.
如果你里面也有一口井。
And inside of you there's also a well.
如果我们真的喝主耶稣所赐的水。
If we are to drink the water from the Lord.
结果这个水在我们里头要成为一井的泉源。
So in us, that water will become a well of water, a spring of well of water.
所以后面主耶稣其实讲了许多的话。
So many other words the Lord spoke.
和这个一井的泉源发生关系。
And it all had to do with this well of water.
然后你记得撒玛利亚妇人就跟主耶稣说。
And then the Samaritan woman said to the Lord.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
She said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
这个撒玛利亚妇人旁边这口井。
The well beside the Samaritan woman.
也许是迦南地最深的一口井。
It is probably the deepest well in Canaan.
到今天这口井还在。
This well still exists today.
我们在座有的人到过这一口井。
Many of us have seen this well already.
如果你站在这口井。
If you stand beside this well.
假定你的周围都是露天的话。
Assuming that around you is all sky.
结果你能看到两座山。
You can see two mountains.
那一座山在南边，一座山在北边。
One mountain is towards the south, the other one is towards the north.
那么南边这座山因为向着黑门山的缘故。
The mountain towards the south faces Mount Hermon.
所以它是一片的翠绿，一片绿。
So it is completely green.
那另外北边的一座山因为它是面向着这个南地，面向着沙漠的缘故。
But because the other mountain faces the desert.
所以它是一片枯黄的。
It is desolate.
所以这口井就在这两座山的中间。
And this well is situated right between these two mountains.
那么撒玛利亚人他们敬拜神。
Now the Samaritan people worship God.
我还记得我们曾经到过撒玛利亚。
I remember once going to Samaria.
到了山上的时候还剩下一些撒玛利亚人。
And when I went to the mountain, there were still some Samaritans
there. 那个时候他们说在以色列啊最少还有300个撒玛利亚人。
And they had at that time said that there were still at least 300 Samaritans in Israel.
但是他们是敬拜神的。
And they worshiped God.
所以因为这个缘故，撒玛利亚妇人就和主耶稣对话。
So for this reason, the Samaritan woman spoke with our Lord.
她说我们的祖宗在这山上敬拜。
He said, our fathers worship in this mountain.
你们都说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
And you say that in Jerusalem is a place where you
worship. 有两座山的。
There are two mountains.
一座山是撒玛利亚这一座山。
One mountain is the mountain in Samaria.
还有就是耶路撒冷的另外一座山。
And then there's another mountain in Jerusalem.
那个山就是摩利亚山。
And that is Mount Moriah.
也是今天我们所知道的 Temple Mount 是圣殿山。
As we know it also today as the Temple Mount.
那很可惜，现在的圣殿山上面不是圣殿。
But unfortunately now on top of there is no longer the temple.
那是两座清真寺在那里。
But there are two mosques there.
所以对犹太人来讲。
For the Jews,
摩利亚山是最重要的一座山。
Mount Moriah is the most important mountain.
对着撒玛利亚人来说。
For the Samaritans,
最重要一座山就是刚才我们所说的那一座山。
The most important mountain is the mountain we referred to before.
那现在我们的主就回答撒玛利亚妇人。
Now the Lord replied to the Samaritan woman.
他说妇人，你当信我。
She said, woman. He said, woman, believe me.
时候将到。
An hour is coming.
我们的主在这里说到一个时候。
The Lord here speaks of an hour.
这个时候就把以前的跟以后的完全分开了。
This hour separates the past and the future.
你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
You shall worship the Father neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这句话是个非常严肃的话。
This phrase is a very serious phrase.
这句话如果放在犹太教里面，像一个原子弹一样。
If you were to put this in Judaism, it's like a nuclear bomb.
对犹太人来说，当然耶路撒冷是敬拜神的地方。
For the Jews, of course, Jerusalem is the place to worship.
但是主的时候将到。
But the Lord said, an hour is coming.
到了那个时候，来到的时候。
And when this hour comes.
当然我们知道，这是指着我们的主和人立了新约以后那个时候。
We know that it refers to the time of the new covenant.
我们主要上十字架。
Our Lord will go on to the cross.
他流出来的血要和我们立新约。
He will shed the blood to have a new covenant with us.
所以在新约底下有一个敬拜。
So under this new covenant, there is a worship.
这个敬拜和旧约的敬拜不一样。
This worship is different than the Old Testament.
所以主说时候将到。
So the Lord said, an hour is coming.
你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
You shall worship the Father neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
所以这两座山代表两种不同的敬拜。
So these two mountains represent two different types of worship.
但是主说时候将到。
The Lord said an hour is coming.
这个敬拜不在这个山上，也不在这个山上。
That the worship is not in this mountain nor in the other mountain.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
下面主接着说。
The Lord follows and says,
你们所拜的你们不知道。
You worship that which you do not know.
我们所拜的我们知道。
We worship that which we know.
因为救恩是从犹太出来的。
For salvation is from the Jews.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这就是说撒玛利亚妇人的敬拜。
The worship of the Samaritan woman.
或者撒玛利亚人的敬拜。
Or the worship of all Samaritans.
那个敬拜是 false worship, 是个虚假的敬拜。
That worship is a false worship.
主说我们知道，我们知道我们所拜的。
The Lord said, we know who we worship.
因为犹太人他们的敬拜乃是敬拜独一的真神。
Because the worship of the Jewish people was to the one and only God.
所以很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
耶路撒冷和撒玛利亚对比的时候。
When you compare Jerusalem with Samaria.
一个是虚假的敬拜。
One is a false worship.
那一个是因为敬拜真神，所以他是真的敬拜。
And one is true worship because they worship the true and living God.
这是两座山。
Two different mountains.
但是我们的主说。
But our Lord said.
时候将到。
An hour is coming.
现在我们有另外一个对比。
Now we have another comparison.
耶路撒冷和撒玛利亚是真假的对比。
Jerusalem and Samaria compares the true and the false.
但在新约底下的敬拜。
But in under the New Testament.
如果和旧约的敬拜对比的话。
If you are to compare with the worship in the Old Testament.
你知道主怎么说吗？
What does the Lord say?
你看下面主怎么说。
Look what he said.
他说时候将到，如今就是了。
But an hour is coming and now is.
那真正拜父的用心灵和诚实来拜他。
When the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and truth.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
时候将到。
The hour is coming.
在这个时候还没有到以前。
Before the hour actually came.
人在这座山上敬拜，人在耶路撒冷山上敬拜。
Man worshipped in this mountain, man worshipped in Jerusalem.
但是主说，那真正拜父的。
But the Lord said those true worshippers of the Father.
现在有个问题了。
Here's a problem.
我们刚才不是说过犹太人的敬拜是敬拜真神吗？
Didn't we say that the Jewish worship was one to the true God?
那个敬拜绝对不是虚假的敬拜。
That of course was not a false worship.
但是我们的主说。
But our Lord said.
主，我们的父是寻找这样的人来拜他。
Our Father is seeking worshippers like these.
这样的人是真正拜父的。
These are those who truly worship the Father.
在希腊原文里面。
In the original Greek.
这里的真。
This true here.
不是和假来相对的。
It's not a comparison between true and fake.
It's in contrast.
It does not contrast between truth and fake.
现在这里真乃是和 shadow 和影子来相对的。
This true is contrasted with shadow.
所以弟兄姊妹，到了新约的敬拜的时候，
when you reach the worship in the New Testament,
那就是在实际的里面来敬拜。
It is worship in truth.
旧约的敬拜
the Old Testament worship,
不过像影子一样
it is as if it were a shadow.
弟兄姊妹到了新约那个实体才来到的
when you come, you see the reality in the New Testament.
所以全本圣经没有一个地方像这一段圣经一样
in the whole Bible, there is not a passage like this one.
我们的主告诉我们什么叫做新约的敬拜
where our Lord shows us what is worship in the New Testament.
所以让我们记得了
let us remember.
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament,
你看见有人在这座山上敬拜，有人在耶路撒冷敬拜。
There are those who worship in this mountain, those who worship in Jerusalem.
但是时候将到。
But the hour is coming.
现在就是。
And now is.
这和我们的主的工作发生关系。
This has to do with our Lord's work.
我们的主来到地上，不光为我们钉十字架，不光解决我们的罪。
Our Lord came to earth not only to die on the cross and to resolve our
sins. 我们的主乃告诉我们，现在他为他告诉我们怎样做一个真正敬拜父的。
Our Lord comes to show us how to be true worshippers of the Father.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
在新约的敬拜
the New Testament worship.
当你敬拜的时候
when you worship,
那个敬拜不只是蒙神的悦纳
that worship is not only accepted by the Lord.
而那个敬拜在我们里面能产生一个主观的经历
but it also inside gives us a subjective experience.
让我们记得
let us remember.
你会知道这一切都是真实
you know this is true.
不光是真假的真
not only true and false.
而且它不是
But it is also not a shadow.
旧约里面什么都是好的。
Everything is good in the Old Testament.
你看见在耶路撒冷一切都是好的。
Everything is good in Jerusalem.
但是在影子里面。
But under the shadow.
但到了新约的时候。
But in the New Testament.
你终于真的看见。
You'll see the truth.
旧约讲到神的荣耀。
The Old Testament speaks of God's glory.
但是以西结告诉我们。
But Ezekiel tells us.
那个不过是神荣耀的形象。
But that is just the image of the glory of God.
这是以西结所看见。
That is what Ezekiel saw.
天开了。
The heavens opened.
以西结看见了神荣耀的形象。
Ezekiel saw the image of the glory of God.
但是斯提凡不同。
But Stephen was different.
斯提凡也看见天开了。
Stephen also saw the heavens opened.
圣经说他看见神的荣耀。
The Bible says he saw the glory of God.
不是形象，你看见吗？
Not an image.
让我们记得。
Remember,
当我们天向主开启的时候
when the heavens are open,
圣经说天 being rented, 是裂开了
the heaven was rent,
所以我们的主天向他开启的时候
so when the heaven was rent,
他是一直看到三层天的
you could see all the way up to the third heaven,
斯蒂凡也这样
Stephen the same thing,
因为主对门徒们说有一你们要看见天开了
because the Lord told the disciples, you will see the heavens open,
每一个基督徒都要看见天开了
all Christians want to see the heavens rent.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这是比斯蒂凡所看见的。
That is what Stephen saw.
这也应当我们所看见的。
That is what we need to see.
所以因着你有真实的看见。
And because you have a true seeing.
你看见了神的荣耀。
You have seen God's glory.
你就有真实的敬拜。
So you have true worship.
你还记得雅各书，新约的雅各书。
Do you remember the book of James?
雅各是主耶稣的兄弟。
James was the brother of Jesus.
雅各和他的兄弟主耶稣是住在一个屋檐底下。
And James grew under the same roof as his brother.
他不光用放大镜来看主耶稣。
Not only did he see Jesus with a magnifying glass.
他用显微镜来看主耶稣。
He also saw him with a microscope.
所以你知道说现在主耶稣怎样的一个人。
Now you know what kind of person Jesus is.
弟兄姊妹，现在你听他怎么做见证。
Now you hear how he testified.
当你读到这个，当你读到雅各书第二章。
When you read James chapter 2.
他说到我们荣耀的主耶稣。
He said our Lord of glory.
那请我们记得。在希腊原文里面
In the original Greek,
这里很重要的
it is very important.
我们的翻译里面是用荣耀来形容主耶稣的
The word glory is describing our Lord Jesus
是个 adjective, 是个形容词
And it becomes an adjective
但是在希腊原文里面
But in the original Greek
那个荣耀是个 noun, 是个名词
That glory is a noun
什么意思呢
What does that mean?
雅各是什么意思
What does James mean?
他说我们的主耶稣
He says, our Lord Jesus.
下面说荣耀
Glory.
请我们记得
Let us remember.
在旧约所有的人不过看见荣耀的意象
In the Old Testament, they but saw the image of glory.
没有人看见过神的荣耀
They never saw the glory of God.
但约翰告诉我们
But John tells us.
道成肉身
Flesh, man, the word became flesh.
施搭帐篷在人的中间
And tabernacled among us.
我们也见过他的荣耀
And we beheld his glory.
所有在旧约在会幕里在到所有认识到会幕的人
In the Old Testament they knew the tabernacle.
神的荣耀当然在会幕里
And God's glory was in the tabernacle.
但是感谢主
But thank God.
道成肉身
Word became flesh.
我们的主是真实的会幕
Our Lord is a true tabernacle.
所以约翰说我们看见过神的荣耀
So John said we beheld his glory.
而且是神独生子的荣耀
The glory of his only
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
Now you understand.
影子和实体有何等的不同
Shadow and reality are very different
我们是何等幸福的人
We are so blessed
弟兄姊妹你知道主耶稣在十字架为我们所成功的救赎何等的救赎吗
Do you know how great the salvation God the Lord accomplished on the cross for us
我们不再做罪人
Yes we are no longer sinners
但是请我们记得
But let us remember
从此以后
From now on
我们成为真正敬拜父的人
We are those who are true worshippers of the Father.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见没有
Do you see
that? 现在你所看见不是谁荣耀的形象
What you see is not his
the image,
the image of the glorious Lord.
以西结所看见的形象太荣耀了荣耀意象太荣耀了
The image that Ezekiel saw was so glorious.
你知道犹太的拉比一直警告所有的犹太人
And all the Jewish rabbis would warn the Jewish
people. 你们不要随便解释以西结书
They said, don't just interpret Ezekiel plainly.
以西结书第一章是太荣耀了
Ezekiel 1 is so glorious.
你看见吗你不能够随便解释
You can't just interpret it wishy-washy.
但是那个不过是神荣耀的形象而已
But it is the image of the glory of God.
到了新约的时候
But in the New Testament,
我们的主对拿但也说
Our Lord spoke to Nathanael.
你知道说有一天你们要看见天要开了
said one day the heavens will be rent.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹你再看见天的时候
When you look towards the heavens,
不是像以西结所看见的
It's not like what Ezekiel saw.
以西结看见天开了
Ezekiel saw the heavens open up.
但是不是三层天
But it wasn't the third heaven.
但是自从我们主来到地上以后
after the Lord arrived on earth,
他为我们成功救赎以后
after the work of salvation,
我们就看见了三层天
We could see the third heaven.
我们看见了神的荣耀
We could see the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白
Now you understand.
意象和敬拜有什么关系
In vision and worship, how they are related.
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament,
人只看见神荣耀的形象
Man only saw the image of the glory.
感谢神
But thank God.
那比起外邦的偶像，那不能比的。你看外邦不知道他们在拜什么。
It is so much better than what the Gentiles are worshiping
as idols. 他们根本是假的，是偶像。
Everything they worship were idols and fake.
感谢神。
Thank God.
你看以西结能看见神荣耀的形象。
Ezekiel could see the image of the glory of God.
他看见天开了。
He saw the heavens open.
请我们记得。
So let us remember.
这是为什么保罗非常的紧张。
That is why Paul was kind of nervous.
为什么当他听见斯蒂凡说他看见天开了
？When he heard Stephen say that the heavens were open.
怎么可能
？He said, "How is that possible?"
看见天开了。
Ezekiel saw it open.
斯蒂凡应该被钉十字架。
Stephen should be crucified.
这些人应该在世上不配。 配为不配有的。
They are not worthy to have on this earth.
结果圣经说，他天看见天开了。
Yet the Bible said he saw the heavens open.
而且他看见了神的荣耀。
And he saw the glory of God.
他看见人子站在神的面前。
He saw the Son of Man risen at the right hand.
这些话保罗听不下去。
Paul couldn't hear those words.
他不能听的。
He didn't want to hear those words.
他是个犹太的拉比。
He was a Jewish rabbi.
他认识旧约圣经的。
He knew the Old Testament.
他这个话听下去要他的命的。
If he were to listen to these words, it would cost him his life.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
但他不要听。
They don't want to hear it.
他捂着耳朵。
He would close his ears.
他还是听见了。
Yet he still heard it.
所以他把所听见的告诉了路加。
So what he heard, he told Luke.
弟兄姊妹，你能明白吗？
Do you see that?
对犹太人来说。
For the Jews,
你看见天真的开了。
When you see truly the heavens open,
而且真的看见神的荣耀。
And you see God's glory.
雅各。
James,
是个道道地地的犹太人。
He was a true Jew.
他很可能是一个拿细尔纳人。
He was probably a Nazarite.
他祷告到一个地步。
He prayed to a point.
他两个膝盖啊，像骆驼皮一样。
His knees were just like the knees of a camel.
所以你知道，这是个非常敬虔的犹太人。
It is one who was a very zealous Jew.
现在你看他怎么介绍主耶稣。
Now, how did he introduce Jesus?
他曾经不相信他。
He did not believe in him.
现在他为主耶稣做见证。
Now he could testify for Jesus.
他说我们的主耶稣荣耀。
Our Jesus, glory.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother,
如果你看见这个的话，
If you see this,
你不可能没有敬拜。
You cannot help but worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们愿意用两次的时间，
We want to use our two times together.
我们来看到底什么叫做敬拜。
To see what is worship.
所以今天晚上我们特别来看旧约的敬拜。
Tonight we want to see the worship in the Old Testament.
我们要看那些假的敬拜。
We want to see the false worship.
我们也看那在影子里面的敬拜。
And we want to see the worship in shadows.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
虽然在影子里面的敬拜。
But even though there is a worship in shadows.
它是给我们一些非常美好的功课。
It gives us some very good lessons.
所以我们可以从旧约的敬拜里面。
So in the worship of the Old Testament.
我们能找到一些敬拜的原则。
We could find some principles on worship.
那个原则还是存在的。
The principles are still good.
所以我们读旧约的时候。
So when we read the Old
Testament. 我们就能明白到底敬拜是怎么一回事。
We can understand what is worship.
那现在呢，我们要读另外一段保罗的话。
Let us turn to another passage.
那就是罗马书。
In Romans.
罗马书。
Romans.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第一章第十九节。
Romans 1:19.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里。
Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them.
因为神已经给他们显明。
For God made it evident to them.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他。
For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as
也不感谢他
or give thanks.
他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
But they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
Professing to be wise, they became fools.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽。
And exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man.
二十五节
Verse 25.
他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主，主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。Amen.
For they exchange the truth of God for a lie, and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
这一段圣经是讲到敬拜
This passage speaks of worship.
而且给我们看见人类敬拜的历史
And it shows us the history of mankind and their worship.
保罗说神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人的里面在原文不是心里是人的里面
Paul says because that which is known about God is evident within them.
因为神已经给他们显明。
For God made it already evident to them.
所以这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
你怎么知道宇宙中有神？
How do you know there's a God in this universe?
当然，你根据二十节，你可以证明，借着受造之物可以证明宇宙中有神。
So according to verse 20, you can prove that there is a God.
但是你需要证明有神最大的证据。
But what is the greatest thing that proves that there is a God?
就是我们这个人。
It is us, the man.
你看看神所创造的人。
Look at man that was created by God.
你就知道宇宙中有神。
You know then that there is a God in the universe.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为人神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人的里面。
For
人所能知道，原显明在人的里面。十九节，十九节。
For God made it evident to them. That is for God.Because what is known about God is evident within them.
所以我们怎么知道神呢？
How do we know God?
我们如果知道神的话，那故事是在我们里面的。
We know that that story is within us.
然后因为神已经给他们显明。
Because God has already made it evident.
所以我们每个人都是有神的证据。
So we are all proof of God.
我们不需要和别人辩论宇宙中有神。
We don't have to discuss and quarrel with people that there is God.
你看看你，你看看我，就证明宇宙中有神。
You just have to look at you and me, and there is proof that there's a God.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
因为在每一人里面。
Because within each of us.
人有一个本能。
There is an instinct.
那个本能就是敬拜神。
And that instinct is to worship God.
人和动物不同的地方在哪？
What is the difference between man and animal?
你知道动物会笑。
You know, animal can laugh.
有的动物也会
smile. Animal can cry.
猴子可以吃西餐。
A monkey can eat a Western meal.
这个都可以的。
They can do that.
但你从来没有看见这些动物在那里敬拜神。
But you never see an animal worship God.
你没有看见猴子盖了个庙来敬拜，没有。
You don't see a monkey building a temple to
worship. 你没有看见牛建造了个祭坛来敬拜神，没有。
You don't see a cow creating an altar to worship.
所以这证明什么？
What does this prove?
证明每一个人里面有一个本能。
It means that there is an instinct in every one of us.
当神创造我们的时候，
When God created us,
他已经把我们 built in.把我们 就在里面了。
He has already built that in.
我举个简单的例子。
I'll give you an example.
你买电脑的时候。
When you buy a computer.
有的电脑它里面已经给你装上一些东西。
Inside the computer sometimes they come with different components.
你可以随时就上网的。
And it's already built in and you can get on
the internet. 你不需要连个什么线，不需要。
And you don't have to connect through a wire.
所以这是无线的，是 wireless 的。
And many times these are wireless components.
你买电脑的已经装在里面。
When you buy a computer it's already built in.
那你怎么办呢？
What do you do?
你现在要上网的话，
If you want to go on to
the internet, 你不要说我连一根电线吧，不需要。
You don't say I have to be connected to a wire.
你也不要说我们要不要用这个 cable 把它连上，也不需要。
Or do I need to connect myself with a cable?
现在你不需要，因为已经 building 已经盖已经造在里面了。
Because it's already built in.
所以这个中心的人会告诉你说，
So here they will tell you.
他们如果你到他们服务台的附近，在那个客厅里面的话，
If you go near the conference table,
你
the service table.
就在那个客厅里面，就在那个厅里面。
And you go into that room.
有很多的沙发。
There are many sofas there.
你拿你的电脑，你坐在什么地方，你都可以上网的。
So if you sit in that room, wherever you sit with your laptop, you can get onto the internet.
因为当初你买这个电脑，造电脑时已经给你装上这个功能。
Because in your laptop, it was already built in that capability.
所以你只要在一定的范围里面，结果它就收到了。
So within a different sphere, you can accept the signals.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
你怎么知道宇宙中有神？
How do you know there's a God in the
universe? 因为神创造我们的已经把一个本能放在我们的里面。
Because God already, when He created us, already put an instinct within us.
结果你看人不管怎么样，他都有敬拜神的本能。
And no matter what, man has this instinct to worship God.
一个受高等教育的人，他敬拜神。
One who has high education can worship God.
一个好像一个字也不认，他也是敬拜神。
One who is an illiterate can also worship God.
所以不管人生高等教育。或者低等教育，
whether you are a high education or no education at all，
他们做同样的一件事，
they know how to do the same thing，
他们都会把庙盖起来，
they know how to build a temple，
他们都会让你 burn incense， 都会烧香，
they know how to burn incense，
你看见那些没有知识的人这样做，
and those who have no knowledge know how to do this，
有知识的人这样做同样的一件事，
and the same with others。
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得很稀奇吗？
Isn't this amazing?
除了神所创造的人以外，
aside from the man that was created by God,
你发现许多动物不能做同样，不能做这样。
These many animals cannot do the same thing.
所以 医学医生在那里研究。
So the doctors have done research.
人的 DNA 跟动物的 DNA 不同在哪里？
The difference between the DNA from man and animal.
人的 DNA 特别和猴子 DNA 不同在哪里
？And why is the DNA different than a man and a monkey?
那么医生会告诉你说
，The doctor will tell you.
那个差别是1%-2%的差别。
There's a difference of 1-2%.
但是1%-2%的差别。
But the difference of 1-2%.
乃是天堂和地狱的分别。
Is as big as the gap between heaven and hell.
假定我现在站在猩猩的旁边。
For example, if I were to stand beside a gorilla.
那么你看见我有两只手，他有两只手。
I have two hands and he also has two hands.
你看见我有眼睛，有鼻子，什么都一样的。
I have eyes and ears, it's the same.
但是人和猩猩不同在哪里？
But the difference between a man and a gorilla is.
那个不同就在两个耳朵中间。
Is between the ears.
就是人的大脑
，and that is your mind，
跟猩猩的
your brain，
跟猩猩的 brain 是不一样的。
The difference between a man and a gorilla, the brain is different。
那这个不同在哪里
？What is different？
什么都是相同的
，everything is the same。
但这个脑在我全身的比例不过是1%-2%而已。
The brain in comparison to the whole body is but 1-2%。
这个不同什么不同
？What's the difference？
我们是根据神的形象创造。
We have been created according to the image of God。
都是泥土造的。
We're all from dust。
所以我们洗澡可以洗出很多的泥巴。
So when we take a bath, we always have a lot of dust.
但是猴狮子所有动物也是泥土造的。
But all the animals were also created from
根据圣经都是泥土造的。
According to the Bible, all from dust.
但是一个根据神的形象。
But one is according to the image of God.
一个不是根据神的形象。
And one is not.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那结果在哪里呢
？Now what's the result?
人里面有个敬拜神的本能。
There's an instinct to worship God in man.
所以你就知道说宇宙中有神。
So now you know there is a God in the universe.
这个很清楚的。
It is very clear.
你看为什么动物不会呢
？Why do animals not worship?
当到牛要被宰的杀的，它会流泪的。
When the cow is about to be slaughtered, he has tears in his eyes.
你知道他们有一点点的感情，有一点点这些东西。
You know they have some feeling.
这些都有的
they have that.
但是他们就是不能敬拜神
But they cannot worship God.
因为什么当神创造他们的时候
When God created them,
他们里面缺少了一样东西
They were lacking one thing.
所以弟兄姊妹 现在你就知道什么叫做敬拜
Now you know what is worship.
敬拜乃是因为神要我们来敬拜
Worship is God wants us to worship.
如果神不要人来敬拜
If God does not want man to worship,
神根本不需要在我们里面创造一个东西。
God did not have to build in something.
神需要把这敬拜神的本能放在我们的里面。
He did not have to put the instinct of worship in us.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
的的确确神创造你我的时候。
When God created you and me,
神把一样的东西放在我们里。
God built something in.
根据我们的主对撒玛利亚人所说的。
According to what our Lord spoke to the Samaritan.
外面你有一口井。
Outside there's a well.
很深很深。
Very deep.
你里面也有一口井。
And inside of you, also a well.
那口井也是很深很深。
That well is also very deep.
除了神自己之外。
Aside from God himself.
没有一样东西能满足他。
There is not one thing that can satisfy us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就可以给我们看见。
This shows us.
当神创造我们的时候。
When God created us.
你怎么知道他为什么要创造我们？
How do you know why he created us?
他创造我们。
He created us.
如果他把一个敬拜的神的本能放在我们里面。
If he put that instinct to worship in us.
一面证明说宇宙中有神。
On one hand, it proves that there is a God in the universe.
另一面。
On the other.
我们为什么被创造呢
？Why were we created?
最少有一件事我们知道。
We know at least one thing.
因为神要寻找那些敬拜他。
Because God is seeking those true worshipers.
神从第一天开始就要寻找一些人来敬拜他。
God from day one sought for true worshipers.
所以神创造我们的时候。
So when God created,
他就把那个本能放在我们里面。
He built in that instinct of worship.
那感谢神。
Thank you, Lord.
当你读旧约的、读创世纪的时候，很清楚。
When you read Genesis, it's very clear.
你记不记得神创造人的时候
？Do you remember when God created man?
他用泥土造了亚当。
He created Adam through the dust.
所以他用泥土就造了亚当身体的形状。
And then he created the form of Adam's body.
然后呢，圣 经告诉我们神就吹气在亚当的鼻孔里面。
And then the Bible tells us that the God breathed into the nostrils.
所以神的灵就进到亚当的身体。
And God's spirit entered into the body of Adam.
所以进到亚当身体里面的时候。
And after it entered the body of Adam.
结果就创造了我们的灵。
Then it created our spirit.
这就是主耶稣所说那一口的井。
And that is what our Lord was referring to on that well.
所以后面说真正拜父要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
And then it said true worshippers will worship him in spirit and truth.
心灵就是那一口井。
And that spirit is that well.
那口井什么时候产生的呢？
When was this well born?
神吹气在亚当身鼻孔里面的时候。
When God breathed in Adam's nostrils.
结果神的灵进到人里面。
His spirit entered in man.
就创造了人的灵。
And created the spirit of man.
结果人的灵和我们的身体就产生了作用
and the spirit and the body can function together.
然后就产生了活的魂 living soul.
And then the result was a living soul.
所以你看见神创造人的时候
So when God created man,
外面有身体
outwardly there's a body.
中间是人格就是我们的魂
In the middle you have the soul.
我们最深处的乃是我们的灵
And at the very depth you have the spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们怎么知道这个世界存在呢
How do we know that this world exists?
我们有个身体
We have a body.
我们借这个身体我们就这个世界是实在的实实在在的
And through this body we know that this world exists.
你怎么发现你自己呢
How do you know yourself?
我思故我的我想我就知道我存在
I think therefore I know.
我I exist.
I exist.
我爱，所以我存在。
I love, therefore I exist.
我决定，所以我存在。
I decide, therefore I exist.
所以你看，我想。
When I think.
这是我们的心思。
This is our mind.
我爱，我恨，这是我们的情感。
And when we love and we hate, this is our feeling.
我决定，这是我们的意志。
When I decide, that is our will.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因为我们被神创造。
Because we have been created.
神是创造了我们。
God has created.
按照他的形象。
According to his image.
你知道神是最有智慧的。
You know God is the most wise.
没有人比他更有智慧。
Nobody has more wisdom than him.
他创造我们的时候。
When he created us.
他就把智慧一点火花放在我们里面。
So he put a little of a wisdom, a little spark of wisdom in us.
结果就变成我的 mind, 变成我们的心思。
It became our mind.
神就是爱。
God is love.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见神有神爱就像宇宙那么大。
God is love is as big as the universe.
结果他创造我们的时候
And when he created us,
他就把他爱的一点火花放在我们的里面。
He put a little spark of his love in us.
这就变成我们的 emotion.
And that became our emotion.
那不是如此。
Not only that.
神最伟大的地方。
God's greatest.
神是自由意志的。
Is that he is
has a free
he has a free will.
他可以说 yes, 他可以说 no.
He could say yes, he could say no.
这是神最珍贵的地方。
That is his most honorable thing.
神要我们像他。
God wants us to be like him.
所以他就把他意志的火花放一点点在我们里面。
So he put the spark of his will in us.
这就变成了我们的意志。
And that became our will.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你把我们的心思
If you give our mind,
情感
Our emotions and our will.
放在一起。
If you put them together,
这就是我们的 personality.
This is our personality.
这就是我们的人格。
That is our personality.
所以我们普通说到我们的人格。
When we speak of personality,
我们的思想。
Our mind.
我们的情感。
Our emotions.
还有我们的意志。
And our will.
那么圣经称我们的人格就叫我们的魂。
And the Bible calls our personality our soul.
所以我们的 personality, 我们的魂能产生。
So our personality. Our soul can be born.
是因为灵和在我们里面的灵和我们的身体作用了，结果就产生魂了。
Because our spirit and our body can function together, the result is soul.
所以亚当的特点在哪里呢
？So what is the special feature of
Adam? 亚当的特点，他是个 living soul， 他是个活泼的魂。
He is a living soul.
这不是这是告诉我们什么？
What does it tell?
告诉我们在灵魂体这三点上
，that in the three points of spirit, soul, and body，
人的特点是他的魂。
Man's special feature is his soul.
人的特点不是我们的身体。
Man's special feature is not his body.
人堕落以后，人才注意他的身体，特别注意他的身体。
After man fell was when he noticed his body.
我们知道我们的人所以尊贵。
We are valued.
因为我们有个 personality.
Because we have a personality.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这个 personality.
This personality.
当我爱。
When I love.
当我恨。
When I hate.
当我思想。
When I think.
当我计划。
When I make a plan,
当我决定的时候
when I make a decision,
我就发现我了
I just notice me.
所以我们的魂是让我们知觉 感觉到我们自己存在的地方。
So the soul enables us to acknowledge our own existence.
Self-consciousness.
It means self-consciousness.
所以这个身体是叫我们对世界产生知觉 ，world consciousness.
So our body enables us to have a world consciousness.
我们的魂是叫我们对自己产生知觉。
So our soul enables us to have a self-consciousness.
弟兄姊妹。我们讲到敬拜的时候
When we speak of worship,
你不能不讲到灵
You cannot not mention
spirit 你如果把灵把它忽略把它丢掉
If you forget about the spirit
你根本不知道怎么敬拜
Then you don't know how to worship
你根本忘记了神当初的旨意要我们敬拜他
You don't know that how God wanted us to worship
所以神为我们创造了灵
So God created for us a spirit
这就是里面那口井
And that is that well within us
这口井只有神自己能够充满
And only God himself can fill this well
所以 Saint Augustine 说
So Saint Augustine said
神啊我们的心是为着你创造
He said, God, our hearts were created for your purpose.
这个心永远不会得到安息。
And this heart will never rest.
除非我们的心安息于你。
Unless our heart rests in you.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
当我们不能安息在神里面的时候。
When we cannot rest in God.
我们这个人是饥渴的。
We are thirsty.
我们喝了这水还要干。
We drink of this water and we'll still be thirsty.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
信心的很。
It's very
amazing. 不管一个人多么高尚，不管一个人多么下流。
No more how no how high or how low a person is.
但这个人一定是要寻找宗教的人。
All these people seek for religion.
你知道为什么？他们里面觉得有一个虚空不能填满。
Because they think that there's a void in them that they cannot be filled.
因为当初我们就是为一个神来创造。
Because we have been created for God.
所以感谢神。
Thank God.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
我们所说的 instinct 是怎么一回事呢？
What does the word instinct mean?
原来神创造我们灵的时候。
It means that when God created our spirit.
这个灵有三方面的功能。
This spirit has three functions.
有一个功能是我们的良心。
One is our conscience.
还有一个功能就是我们的 intuition, 就是我们的直觉。
One function is intuition.
还有一个很重要的功能。
And another very important function.
那个功能就是我们的敬拜。
And that function is worship.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
人敬拜的本能因为神为我们创造了灵。
We have the instinct of worship because God created the spirit.
人一生下来。
When man was born.
你不要教你的 baby 怎么样去吃不需要。
You don't have to teach the baby how to eat.
他肚子饿了嘴巴就会张开的。
Whenever the baby is hungry, his mouth will open.
这是他的本能的。
That is an instinct.
本能表示你不需要教他的。
An instinct means you don't have to teach it.
弟兄姊妹他会哭他不能满足。
It knows how to cry. It's not satisfied.
为什么
Why?
因为神创造人的时候。
When God created man.
神在人的里面就造了个胃。
God created him a stomach.
所以只有食物才能满足他，才能叫他不饥渴。
Only food can satisfy the stomach.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
当人里面没有神的时候
，When there is no God in
there, 你看人难怪充满了虚空的感觉。
No wonder there's a sense of void.
难怪人好像里面非常的饥渴。
No wonder there's a thirst.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
现在我们要记得了。
Now let us remember.
这就是为什么神当初创造我们。
That is why God created us.
你知道这个灵的功能。
The function of the spirit
那就是敬拜
is to worship.
因着敬拜的缘故
and because of worship,
现在你就能够接受引导
now you can receive leading.
那么这个引导是借助那个直觉的
and this leading is through the intuition.
然后良心在那里矫正我们 check
and then the conscience actually is checking us.
告诉我们什么是对的，什么是错。
Telling what is right, what is wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
这是什么故事呢
？What is the story？
这就是灵里面的故事。
This is the story of the spirit.
感谢神
，Thank God。
你知道说，自从神创造人以来
，Ever since God created man，
神的事情，人所能知道是显在人的心里面。
That has been made evident within them.
因为神已经给他们显明。
Because God made it evident within them.
但是很可惜。
But very sad.
你知道后来人就堕落就犯罪。
Man fell and sinned.
现在我们看保罗怎么形容。
Now how did Paul describe that?
人堕落以后。
After man fell.
他们虽然知道神。
Even though they knew God.
很有意思。
Very interesting.
人犯罪了。
Man
人离开神很远很远。
Man left God very far away.
他对神的印象仍旧存在。
And yet his impression it still exists.
所以他知道。
So he knew.
这个知道在原文是 personal knowledge， 是他个人的知识。
So in the original, it means personal knowledge.
所以人堕落以后
，After man fell，
但是人对神还留有一些印象。
But man still had an impression of
God. 等一等，我们要告诉这个印象怎么产生的。
We can tell you how that impression was created.
但是呢，有一件事。
But there's one thing.
他们不当作神来荣耀他。
For they knew God, but they did not glorify Him as God.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
全本圣经，如果你要知道什么叫做敬拜
，If you are to know what is worship in the whole Bible,
这一句话就是敬拜的定义。
This is the definition of worship here.
什么叫做敬拜呢
？What is worship?
就是我们要把神当作神来荣耀他。
That is that you treat God as God and honor or glorify Him.
这个字你明白吗
？Do you understand that?
这个英文 worship 这个字
，the word in English worship，
这是个 Anglo-Saxon 的一个字。
This was an Anglo-Saxon word.
它是经过了很多的变化的。
It's gone through several modifications.
现在最后我们所说的 worship 是最后的变化。
And worship the word is the final result.
但是在这个以前
，But before this，
在这个 worship 这个字 ，W-O-R 跟后面 S-H-I-P 中间还加了两个字。
There are two letters added between W-O-R and S-H-I-P.
那是 T-H.
The two letters are T-H.
所以就变成 worship.
The word is worship.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
什么叫做敬拜呢
？What is worship?
敬拜就是你看见你所敬拜的对象是值得你敬拜。
Worship is you look at the object of your worship and you know that he is worthy.
他是配得你敬拜。
He is worthy of your worship.
羔羊配得我们的赞美。
The lamb is worthy of our praise.
什么叫敬拜？
What is worship?
敬拜是看见羔羊是配。
When you worship, you see that the lamb is worthy.
所以如果你没有看见
，if you do not see,
你没有印象
，you don't have
it. 你怎么敬拜呢
？How can you worship?
所以弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister,
神的目的要我们看见。
God's purpose for us to see.
我们怎么看见呢
？How do we see?
神给了我们的灵。
God gave us a spirit.
这个灵就是我们里面的眼睛。
And this spirit is our eyes within.
借着这个眼睛，我们能看见。
And through these eyes, we can see.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brother, sister,
你看见吗？人堕落以后
，After man fell，
人不会敬拜。
Men did not know how to worship.
你看见人表面上有敬拜的动作。
On the surface, there are actions of worship.
他们会盖庙。
They know how to build a temple.
他们会盖祭坛。
They can build an altar.
他们会烧香。
They can burn incense.
这些动作都有。
These actions are there.
他们不知道什么叫做敬拜。
But they don't know what worship is.
因为这个敬拜的艺术，这个 art 已经失去了。
Because the art of worship has been gone.
他们却不当作神来荣耀他。
They did not glorify him.
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
他是神。
He is God.
所以我们应当荣耀他。
So we need to glorify Him.
如果你看见神的荣耀
，If you see God's glory，
你不能不敬拜。
You cannot help but worship.
以赛亚就这样。
Isaiah the same.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
他看见了神的荣耀。
When he saw the glory of God，
他就敬拜。
He worshipped.
你看见吗
？You see that？
所以敬拜乃是看见神的荣耀。
Worship is to see God's glory.
然后当作的神荣耀他。
So that they will glorify him as God.
神是神
God is God.
神不是偶像
God is not an idol.
神是个灵
God is spirit.
你要当作是个灵来敬拜他
And you need to worship him as a spirit.
你不能把他当作个偶像来敬拜他
You cannot worship him as an idol.
你只要一个偶像就把神降低了
If you worship him as an idol, you lower his
position. 所以弟兄姊妹你看人堕落以后就这样的情形
So that is the situation of man after they fell.
也不感谢他
And they did not thank him.
他们的思念变为虚妄
And their speculations became futile.
无知的心就昏暗。
And their foolish heart was darkened.
这个他们的思念在原文是 imagination， 他们的幻想就变成虚妄。
The speculation in the original means imagination. Imagination is futile.
自从人离开神以后
，After God left me, man left God.
人就充满了许多的幻想。
There are many imaginations.
结果不是神创造人。
Then it was not God created.
结果人就创造了许多的神。
Man created many gods.
尤其你去研究希腊的宗教。
If you were to look at the Greek religion.
你看见希腊的那些神都是跟着人的形象来创造。
All the Greek gods were created according to the image of man.
很不幸的人堕落犯罪了。
Unfortunately, man fell.
结果他们的神就照着堕落的人、犯罪的人在那里创造。
And their gods were created according to the fallen man.
所 以他们的故事你根本不能看。
So you can't read their story.
所有希腊的神话你没办法读的。
All the Greek mythology, you can't read it.
你看见神中间的故事就是人堕落的情形。
You will see the condition of the fall of man.
所以他们的神是他们创造出来的。
So their gods were created by them.
Venus 是女神。
Venus.
这是他们的爱神。
That is the goddess of love.
因为地中海太美丽了。
Because the Mediterranean is a beautiful.
尤其你到 Cyprus, 到居比路岛的时候。
Especially when you reach Cyprus.
你记不记得保罗到了西比路，对不对？
Remember, 到
了居比路。
Do you remember when Paul arrived at Cyprus?
他起头在东岸，后来就到西岸。
He went from the east to the west coast.
就在西岸那一带，那风景非常美丽的。
And at the west coast, it was very beautiful.
结果人就在那里幻想。
And man was imagining.
因为风景太美了。
Because the landscape is so beautiful.
结果他们就想住在那个海浪的泡沫里面，就产生了他们的维纳斯女神。
So through the waves and the bubbles of the waves, they created their goddess of love.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们记得，
Let us remember,
这就是希腊的神，就是罗马的神。
That is a Greek god, a Roman god.
这就是外邦人的神。
That is the god of the Gentiles.
他们的 imagination, 他们的幻想就变成了虚妄。
And their imagination became futile.
无知的心就昏暗。
And their hearts were darkened.
请我们记得。
Let us not.
现在人只剩下个心了。
Now all that was left was a heart.
你知道心是什么意思吗？
What does a heart mean?
你去读圣经心这个词。
If you read this word heart in the Bible.
你发现它有思想的功能。
You know that they have a function of the mind.
所以你知道心应该包括我们的思想，心思的。
So a heart would encompass our mind.
而且你读圣经的时候。
And if you read the Bible.
你发现这个心啊，也讲到我们的情感。
The heart also speaks of our emotions.
所以它有心情的功能。
So it also has a matter of emotion.
而且它也有意志的功能。
And it also has a function of the will.
那这不是我们的人格吗？
Isn't this our personality?
不错，是我们的人格。
Yes, it is.
但更多不要忘记了。
But more than that,
你读圣经的时候
when you read the Bible,
你发现这个心有良心的功能。
This heart has the function of consciousness.
所以读圣经的时候
so when you read the Bible,
圣经里所说的心
when the Bible, the heart, the word heart in the Bible,
最少包括四样东西。
It encompasses at least four things.
一个是我们的思想、情感、意志。
Our mind, our emotions, our will.
还有就是我们的良心。
Plus our conscience.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
下面怎么说？
What does this say?
这个心有什么结果？
What is the result of this heart?
无知的心就昏暗了。
The foolish heart was darkened.
为什么昏暗了？
Why was it darkened?
里面不应该昏暗的。
It should not be darkened.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你读圣经的旧约圣经的。
When you read the Old Testament.
人的灵乃是耶和华的灯。
The spirit of man is the lamp of God.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
因为有这灯的缘故。
Because there's this lamp.
所以心不应该昏暗的。
So the spirit should not be dark.
所以你明白吗？
Do you see?
人堕落犯罪以后。
After man fell in sin.
为什么心昏暗了呢？
Why was the heart darkened?
因为人的灵失去它的功用。
Because the spirit lost its function.
那个灯不亮了。
The lamp is not lighted.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？
Do you understand?
这就给我们看见说。
It shows.
为什么人拜偶像？
Why do man worship idols.
很清楚的这里告诉我们
very clear.
他们的 imagination 变成虚妄
their imagination became futile.
他们无知的心就昏暗
and their foolish heart became darkened.
换一句话说
in other words,
人的灵向着神死了
man's spirit died to God.
因为罪叫我们与神离开
because sin separated us from God.
现在我们没有办法来亲近神
no longer can we draw nigh unto
him. 我们只要来到神面前一定要被他击伤
if we come before him, we will die.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
灵一死了
once the spirit dies,
这什么意思呢
what does that mean?
人就失去了和神交通的功能
man loses the function of fellowship
with God. 人就不能敬拜了
He cannot worship
God. 你明白人可以做敬拜的事情
He can do things and actions of worship.
人就可以有庙可以有祭坛
He can build altars and build temples.
但是人已经不能敬拜
But man cannot worship anymore.
因为那个功能已经失去了
That function is lost.
所以记得
So remember.
在这个三个功能里面
Among the three functions.
你看你尤其是敬拜和直觉的功能完全失去了
So the matter of the worship is gone.
是向神完全失去的
To God it's gone.
但是向撒旦却是
But to Satan is open.
所以人会交鬼，人会通灵，就这个原因。
So people worship Satan and things like that. It's because of this.
但是向着神，人瞎了眼睛了。
But towards God, man is blind.
所以无知的心就昏暗了。
So the foolish heart was darkened.
那么自己以为很聪明。
And they thought they were wise.
反而成了愚拙。
And yet they became fools.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
全本圣经里面。
Throughout the whole scripture.
最有智慧的人是所罗门。
The wisest man was Solomon.
除了主耶稣之外。
Aside from our Lord.
没有人比所罗门更有智慧。
Nobody was wiser than Solomon.
但是所罗门做了件最愚昧的事。
But Solomon did the most foolish thing.
他拜了偶像。
He worshipped an idol.
你看见吗？在所罗门的身上。
On Solomon's body.
你看见最有智慧的，看见最卑、最愚昧。
In Solomon, you see the most wise and the most foolish.
所以自称为聪明，反而成了愚拙。
So professing to be wise, they became fools.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像。
And exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for an image.
请我们记得。
Brothers and sisters.
神的偶像。
This.
神的荣耀。
God's glory.
这里告诉我们说。
Here it shows.
人堕落以后。
After man fell.
神对人对于神的荣耀有印象。
Man had an impression of God's glory.
在伊甸园里面。
In the Garden of Eden.
神和亚当夏娃说话。
God spoke to Adam and Eve.
他们看见过神的荣耀。
They saw the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
虽然后来人的灵死了，
Even though after that the spirit died.
但是不要忘记，
Don't forget.
他们对于神的荣耀还是有某一种的印象。
They still had an impression of the will of God.
所以就是因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
你知道该隐才说，才对神说。
That's why Cain said to God.
他说现在你要把我赶离这个地方。
He said, now you're going to chase me out of here.
离开你的念。
I will go away from your presence.
人堕落以后，
after man fell,
你看见说是该隐还看得见神的面。
You could see that Cain could still see God.
所以可见神的荣耀是离开不错。
And yes, God's glory had left.
但是离开不是很远。
But it was not very distant.
但是后来等到该隐真的犯罪以后，
but after Cain sinned,
圣经说该隐就离开耶和华的面。
The Bible said that he left the presence of God.
那圣经学者告诉我们说，
Bible scholars tell us,
这个神的念，
this God's faith,
应该就是 Shekinah, 就是一种神的荣耀。
It's the Shekinah glory.
人不知道怎么形容它。
Man does not know how to describe it.
这是在人里面所留下来的印象。
But that is the impression left in man.
弟兄姊妹，神的荣耀是看不见的。
God's glory is invisible.
神的荣耀是荣耀的。
His glory is glorious.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but
现在为了要捕捉那个荣耀。
To be able to grasp hold of that glory.
你看见吗？就把神不能朽坏神的荣耀变为偶像。
So they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God into an image.
变为看得见的。
So something that you can't see.
这证明什么？
What does that prove?
证明人舍不得那个，证明他人一旦遇见神过以后。
It means that after man has seen God.
现在失去了神的同在。
And after losing God's presence.
在他们里面有一个饥渴。
In there they have a thirst.
所以偶像是怎么产生的？
So how is an idol developed?
偶像是因为他先有了神的荣耀的那个印象。
An idol developed because once they had the impression of God's glory,
他想去把它捕捉回来。
And they want to grab it back.
他办不到了。
But they can't do it.
所以就把它变成人的样子，或者飞禽走兽、昆虫的样子。
So they exchanged it into the image of a corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals.
结果人就开始拜偶像。
And then man began to worship idols.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个就是 false worship 的开始。
This is the beginning of false worship.
你看你人为什么拜偶像呢？
Why did man worship idols?
不要忘记，
Don't forget.
这是和人敬拜的本能发生关系。
This has to do with the instinct of worship.
他拜错了没有错。
He worshipped incorrectly.
在圣经里面他有个印象。
But it proves that there is an impression.
宇宙中有一个真相。
That there is a true God.
他的名叫陈尼西。
His name is Ezra.
但我如果走在路上的时候，
When I walk on the road,
假定我不认识他，
if I don't know him,
我背后看见他，
but I look at him from behind,
我是陈依稀，
I say, hey, Ezra,
他转过来，
if he turns around,
我发现不是他，
I notice that it's not
我对不起，我叫错人，
I said, I'm sorry, I called the wrong person.
你懂我的意思吗？
Do you understand?
这证明什么？
What does that prove?
我叫错了是不错，
it says, yes, I miscalled
him. 但是我叫了他以前，
but before I called him,
我已经认识陈依稀，
I already knew who Ezra was.
我知道有陈依稀这个人，
I know this person, Ezra.
所以今天许多人拜偶像，
but many people who worship idols,
他们拜错了不错，
yes, they worship incorrectly,
但有一件事你要记得，
but one thing they know,
这证明说多多少少神的荣耀流连在他
It proves that the glory of God still has an impression. That there's an impression.
你看见吗？这就为什么他们要敬拜他。
That's why they want to worship him.
但他们看得见，他们就看不见。
But they cannot see him.
为什么？
Why?
因为你看见神为人创造的灵已经死。
The spirit that was created for man is already dead.
所以这个就是敬拜的故事。
So this is the story of worship.
那么如果大家读创世纪很清楚。
If you read Genesis, it's very clear.
你记得神对亚当怎么说呢？
What did God say to Adam?
园中所有的果子都可以吃。
You can eat of all the fruits in the garden.
但是分别善恶树的果子你不可以吃。
But you cannot eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
Because the day you eat it, you shall die.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你们去读圣经
if you read the Bible,
亚当吃了那个禁果
Adam ate the forbidden fruit,
他还活了900多岁
and yet he lived for over 900 years.
那么请你告诉我
Please tell me,
神的话算不算话
Is God's word count?
你能不能把神的话当作谎话
Can you say that God's word is a lie?
那现在我们要问
We ask,
如果亚当吃那个善恶树的果子
if Adam ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge,
他吃的那天已经死了
if he were to die that same day,
那我们要问
we ask,
他什么地方死了
where did he die?
他的身体是到了九百年以后才躺在坟墓里
his body only laid in rest in the tomb after 900 years.
结果他吃了果子以后
but after he ate the fruit,
圣经告诉我们他们两个眼睛明亮了
the Bible says that their eyes were open.
你明白吗
You see that?
里面的眼睛瞎了
The inner eyes were blinded
外面的眼睛明亮了
But the outer eyes were open
那么这个明亮什么意思
Why, What does it mean to be open?
他们就看见自己是赤身露体
And they knew that they were naked
这什么意思
What does that mean?
他们对自己充满了感觉
They could now have feelings for themselves
所以可见他们的魂没有死的
It means that their soul did not die
没有死魂如果死他们怎么会对自己有感觉
If their soul had died they wouldn't have feelings for themselves
如果那一天神说亚当吃的日子必定死的话
If God said the day you eat this you shall die
那一定是死了
He must have died
弟兄姊妹新派的神学家
The new modern theology
甚至包括所谓 evangelical
And even encompassing evangelical
你知道他们读这一段圣经
When they read this Bible
如果他们拒绝灵魂体是分开的话
If they reject the fact that there's a separation between God's spirit, soul, and body
那这就是危险你几乎把神当作撒谎的
Then you would consider God as a liar
No, 神一点都不撒谎
God does not lie
神说死了就是死了
God said if they died, they died
所以弟兄姊妹当你读新约圣经的时候
When you read the New Testament
我们才晓得我们原来死在罪犯罪之中
Because we have died within our transgression.
那不止如此
Not only that.
为什么你们必须重生
How can you be reborn?
因为圣灵要叫我们活过来
Because the Holy Spirit wants us to be revived.
这个叫做 born again.
This means to be born again.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你去读整本的圣经
When you read the whole scripture,
很清楚的
It is very clear.
你不需要等到旧约你才新约才看见灵魂体是分开的
You don't have to go to the New Testament to see that the spirit, body, soul is separate.
他们是有分别当然你不能把它分开是不能的
Of course you can't totally separate them.
但是你能知道灵特别是感觉神的那个器官
But you know that there are different vessels, that the spirit is a vessel.
器官 organ.
Or is it organ?
所以我们知道说
So we know.
当亚当吃果子那一天
The day that Adam ate of the fruit,
他的灵死了。
His spirit died.
明白吗
Do you understand?
我们从前有一个前不久有一个人在旧金山妈妈带着好几个女儿去踏青到野外去
Recently, a mother took her daughters to go overseas.
不就到郊外去
Oh, to went outside of San Francisco.
结果呢就找到了一些 mushroom, 一些蘑菇就吃了
And they were out in the fields and they encountered some mushrooms.
结果没有想到有的根本是毒的蘑菇。
And some of these mushrooms were poisonous.
结果大女儿吃的最多。
And the elder daughter ate the most mushrooms.
结果中毒最深的。
And she was poisoned the most.
所以没有多久她的肾就完全被破坏掉了。
So very quickly her liver completely.
所以在她整个身体里面。
So among her whole body.
最早死的是她的肾。
The first thing to die was her liver.
过了一个礼拜以后
，After 1 week，
他整个的身体才躺下来。
And then her whole body died.
所以这就是一个图画。
This is a picture.
给我们看见。
Shows us.
我们的灵好像那个肾一样。
Our spirit is like that liver.
当人堕落犯罪以后
，After man sinned and fell，
你看人的里面的眼睛就瞎了。
You see that his inner eyes
blind. 所以，请我们记得。
Let us remember.
这个就是人堕落以后。
This is after man fell.
你看见说人就失去了敬拜神的功能。
Man lost the function of worship.
这不表示人就不再敬拜。
It doesn't mean they don't worship anymore.
人仍有敬拜的动作。
They still have the actions of worship.
这就整本的旧约所告诉我们。
That what the Old Testament tells us.
那现在我们要来看这些动作是什么样的动作。
What are these actions?
但是要紧在哪里？
The most important.
要紧就是他的眼睛已经失去功能。
Is that the eyes have lost its function?
他看不见谁。
He can no longer see God.
看不见神的荣耀。
He can no longer see the glory of God.
他怎么把神当作神来荣耀他？
How can he see God and glorify him?
他怎么能说神是只配得的？
How can he say God is worthy?
所以那个敬拜的实际已经没有了。
So the reality of that worship is gone.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这个并不表示他们就没有敬拜的生活。
This does not mean they don't have a life of worship.
你看他们仍旧是有的。
They still do.
他们自己以为很靠近神。
They thought that they were near to God.
结果神离开他们很远很远。
But God was very distant from them.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们要记得
let us remember,
就给我们看见说
here we
虽然人堕落犯罪了
even though man fell,
你看见人还是有敬拜的行为
man still has a worship form.
我们怎么知道
how do we know?
你看见该隐 跟亚伯的故事就记
得 we see the story of Cain and Abel.
弟兄姊妹现在该隐被赶到伊甸园外面去了
now that Cain has been cast out of the garden of
Eden, 因为人堕落神就咒诅那块地
And because man sinned, therefore the land was cursed.
结果地就长出荆棘和蒺藜来。
And thorns and thistles came out of the land.
结果该隐竟然种那个田。
And Cain was tilling the ground.
你看见吗
？You see that?
然后呢？圣经告诉我们说，他的兄弟亚伯是牧羊的。
And his brother Abel was the one who kept the flocks.
人在到了洪过，人到了洪水以后才开始吃肉的。
Only after the flood did man start eating meat.
所以那个时候如果牧羊的话
So if you were tending the flock at that time,
那个目的是为了献祭。
The purpose is for offering.
所以你看你这两个兄弟在那里献祭。
So here you have two offerings from the two brothers.
就证明说他们来到神面前要敬拜。
It means that they were come before God to worship.
你看见吗
Do you see that?
现在罪叫人与神分开了。
Sin separates man from God.
他们知道落在神的震怒里。
They knew that they were under the judgment and wrath of God.
现在怎么样能够止息神的愤怒呢
？So how can they minimize a little the wrath of God?
所以该隐就想说，我劳苦劳苦，我把我所劳苦所得的献给神。
So Cain said, "I'm going to offer up the fruits of my hard labor."
神看我做了这么多
，God see me, saw me do so much.
他愿意接受我的敬拜。
He will then accept my offer.
弟兄姊妹，这就是敬拜的动机。
This is the impetus for worship.
你看见吗？这证明什么
What does that mean?
证明说人虽然离开了神
Even though God has left man,
但是多多少少从他的父亲和他的母亲
But through his mother and father,
还有从他们自己的创造
and through their own creative being,
他们对于神的荣耀有一种的印象
They have an impression of God's glory.
一面他们巴不得能亲近神
On one hand they want to draw nigh to God
一个离开神的人
One who leaves God
就变成宇宙的孤儿
It becomes an orphan in this world.
没有一个人比离开神更孤单的。
There is nobody more lonely than one.
我